World Press Freedom Day is marked every year on 3rd May. It is an internationally acclaimed day by the United Nations Scientific and Cultural Organization, that is UNESCO. The day this year is marked under the theme Information as a Public Good. This comes as the world continues to face the challenge of COVID-19 pandemic. The day aims to foster appreciation of the fundamental principles of press freedom, evaluating press freedom globally, defending the media from attacks on their independence, and paying tribute to journalists who have lost their lives in the line of duty. So, what does this day mean to journalists? Has this freedom promoted or hindered the understanding and recognition of diversity in communities? What are the challenges faced by journalists as we face the COVID-19 pandemic? To satisfy my curiosity, I have in the program media practitioners like David Jege, who is a correspondent with Thomson Reuters, David Gwenya from Brawayo, Zimbabwe, and my two colleagues. My two colleagues, starting with David Mwagi, are joining me in the program.
Press Freedom Day is a very fundamental day for me as a journalist. I celebrate my career. It's a day that we celebrate those people who have been disseminating information. They have maybe lost their lives, and they have endangered their life. We still remember those people.
Okay, now what is your take when it comes to press freedom in promoting or hindering positive understanding and recognition of diversity in communities?
Sometimes, trying to balance one party, because there is always the minority and the majority, one party might not be willing to give their view. So on my own of duty, trying to have to enjoy my freedom, I normally find if one party is not willing, you find yourself being biased while giving the story. Sometimes the unavailability of resources, and of course sometimes unavailability of finances to bring both parties together.
Now let's come to this period that we are facing, COVID-19. There have been challenges faced by the journalists, especially when it comes to covering the stories and maybe in terms of movement. What is your take in regard to this?
So during this time, it has been really a challenge, because it has been very expensive sometimes while you want to do those stories. Again, getting the information, it has been another challenge.
Yes, my name is Andrew Peter Katuma Irungu. I'm the technician here at Kangemara Net FM. It is a day that is celebrated worldwide to mark the press freedom that is common in various countries. I take it as a day to celebrate those who have maybe lost their lives in their line of duty.
Okay, Drew, according to you, has this press freedom promoted or hindered positive understanding and recognition of diversity in communities?
We have come a long way as a country, especially here in Kenya. We know the struggle.
Let's now hear from Zimbabwe.
The World Press Freedom Day means a lot to me as a broadcaster, as a correspondent. This world needs people who can actually express themselves. People need to really express themselves and air their views, their opinions, their concerns on different matters. It is very important that the people are given that opportunity. They get the platform where they can actually express their views, express their opinions. This is very important, as it is likely to propel not only social but even economic development in different countries. Because democracy will have a space to thrive if people are given the opportunity to really express themselves without fear, without the fear of reprisals from a relevant authority.
Dennis, what is your take when it comes to resilience against violent extremists?
The lack of freedom can actually hinder one from covering extreme violence, because it depends on who is in charge of that violence. So, if, for example, if the state is committing atrocities against the people that is supposed to protect, then you are a journalist. You're supposed to cover those people. You're supposed to cover such stories and bring them to light. Then if there is no press freedom, obviously you will find yourself in a catch-22 situation, because you will not be able to cover those stories and bring them to light. You know, if you try to cover those stories, then there will be consequences. So lack of freedom really, really hinders coverage on extreme violence. Our freedom has been compromised under this COVID-19 situation, because in some countries, particularly here in Africa, we have seen governments, particularly those governments that don't respect the rule of law, using the COVID-19 situation to hinder certain rights, to prohibit people from carrying out certain activities under the pretext that the government is protecting people. The government wants to make sure that the people are safe from the COVID-19 situation.
My name is Devin Jagi. I'm a science journalist who has been reporting for over 12 years. To me, World Press Freedom Day means a lot to the our profession. It is where we need to, you know, reflect on what milestones have been achieved in terms of press freedom, and maybe what else we can do to, you know, make journalism a tool that is able to communicate and express the freedoms that we all yearn for. Press freedom has done a lot in terms of, you know, battling violent extremism. We've seen stories that have come from hostile places like, you know, Somalia, places like, you know, even northern Kenya, where there is a lot of, you know, these tribal wars. But you know, through the media, through journalism, who are maybe accredited by Media Council of Kenya, they are able to go there and report the story, and thereafter action is taken against these hostilities by, you know, the relevant authorities, and the development of legislations and policies that, you know, try to stop these activities. I would say, yeah, during COVID-19, of course, there's been a lot of problems, especially for journalists. First of all, biggest problem is, you know, dealing with people who don't comply with the health guidelines that, you know, are set by the Ministry of Health, that is, you know, the preventive measures. You find these problems when you're moving from point A to B to report a story, and it's quite a problem, because you also need to take care of yourself. The other issue is, you know, of course, clashing with security officers. You know, the junior police officers do not understand that, you know, sometimes journalists have, you know, this free, you know, no, let's say, they have, they are classified as essential workers, and sometimes you find them crossing that privilege. And there have been quite some instances where police officers have been reported violating these rights.
What will be your parting shot, David?
For me, here is to tell you, have a good day and have a great One Press Freedom Day. Thank you.
Some countries enjoy the highest press freedom, while others are struggling with low ranking when it comes to press freedom. According to Wikipedia, in 2021, Norway, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Costa Rica, Netherlands, Jamaica, New Zealand, Portugal, and Switzerland enjoy the highest press freedom, while Eritrea, North Korea, Turkmenistan, China, Djibouti, Vietnam, Iran, Syria, Laos, and Cuba are the lowest ranking countries. It is everyone's business to defend fact-based journalism as an essential part of information as a public good. This has been Joy Washira wishing my fellow media practitioners a happy World Press Freedom Day.